Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Who else did you have on your list? Did you have somebody else?
Kemper. Edmund Kemper the third. He's third in the
game. We're not going to get to Jeffrey.
Who?
Well, I've got Jeffrey on my list too.
Who, Jeffrey Dahmer?
Everybody loves Jeffrey Dahmer.
Oh yeah, yeah. We're going to get to him. I just
he was cray cray for real. He would use hydrochloric acid or whatever the hell.
I just wanted to run through and make sure we get through some of these people. We're going to run through this dude. Who's he, D? What's the dude's name?
Edmund Kemper the third. He was the co-ed killer, because he also went after college girls. He was also known as like the Mad Titan because he was so tall. I think he stood like 6'9". Yeah, there you go. 6'9" tall. So he's a big old dude.
Sagittarius,
which I find also interesting. Ted Bundy and Kemper.
Oh, look, high IQ.
Sagittarius rules higher learning, and they both targeted college women.
Yep. And they were both smart.
They were very intelligent. I think Kemper maybe more so than Bundy. Because Kemper actually confessed to his crimes. He turned himself in when there was no news of these killings happening, like nothing big. No one was after him. He's like, no one's chasing me. He called the police and told them what he did to his mother and her friend. And they didn't believe him. They thought he was playing a prank on them.
He was Virgo rising.
And so he had to call back again at a later time and ask for a specific police officer that he knew and gave his confession at that time. He requested the death penalty, and he requested to a death by torture.
What?
Yes.
By torture?
He requested a death by torture?
Yes, but he was in California and they didn't do the death penalty. So I think he got several life sentences.
What?
Yeah. At 15,
that's wicked.
Let me remember his story a little bit. So it was his mother that drove him crazy, and his father was a war veteran and worked at like an atomic bomb testing facility, and is quoted as saying that 300 and however many days of fighting a war and the anxiety of, you know, atomic bomb testing was easy compared to living with his wife. If that tells you anything about his mom.
I know a few Sagittarius men that have mommy issues.
Yeah. His mother locked him in a basement. Often locked him in a basement. I think he was sexually molested by his mother as well.
Oh no.
And she was just constantly degrading him and humiliating him and telling him you don't deserve women, you don't deserve to have a girlfriend, you're a big giant oaf, and like just name calling constantly. She was like, from the way that his dad describes it, really puts it into perspective of like, wow, it sounds like it was really hell on earth living with this woman, just being constantly berated and nagged and told you're dumb and worthless and stupid and unattractive and all of the above.
That's insane. He also had Venus in Scorpio in its detriment.
Conjunct Chiron.
Yeah.
The wounded healer.
Horizon.
And he had Mars in Capricorn in its exaltation. But Jupiter in Capricorn in its fall.
Yeah.
He also
Sagittarius
has
Sun, Virgo rising,
Mars in the fifth.
Leo.
He also has Mars in the fifth, just like what you call it, right?
Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got Moon and Leo. Dramatic.
At 15 years old, he killed his grandmother and his grandfather, who he was living with. I think he was living with his mom originally, and he didn't like it and tried to go live with his dad, who then sent him to go live with his grandparents. And he got in an argument with the grandmother and shot her in the head and killed her. And when his grandfather came home, he killed him too, so that he wouldn't have to find out that he had killed his grandma.
Is this a confirmed chart, by the way, Virgo rising?
Yeah.
Well, so he's got Saturn and Virgo in retrograde in the first.
Damn, yeah. He has Mars at the same. I mean, Saturn at the same degree as me retrograde in the first.
Except yours is in Gemini, his is in Virgo.
Yeah,
you see again the nerves, like he lost it, this is the type of individual that like something just doesn't click one day, like one little like cable there just not clicking.
His older sister tried to push him in front of a train track, I think, like tried to kill him when at a young age, I don't know what age. And then she also at some point, I think it was also the older sister, pushed him into the deep end of the pool, and I guess he couldn't swim and he nearly drowned. So he had two early near-death experiences in childhood.
It looks like his chart ruler of Mercury is sitting over there in
Capricorn.
On the cusp.
Mm-hmm.
And so it seems like he had three people that was kind of hostile toward him in his early life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I was gonna say something similar, that he's got that stellium in the fifth, and basically like it's in Capricorn, so he had a very hard and tough childhood,
a tough upbringing. Yeah, and I'll say that after he killed his grandmother, he was sent to like a juvenile rehabilitation center, and they liked him. He was really intelligent. He was open to rehabilitation, I guess. And he even like helped make some of the assessments and helped distribute the treatments to other rehab patients. And after he confessed for the killings of his mother and the college women, he did similar work in jail for rehabilitation. And I think he recorded like 500 audiobooks in jail, I think, for
Saturn,
for like
Saturn and Virgo.
Yeah,
that's the Virgo right there coming out being helpful.
Yeah, what he did was horrible, but it kind of seems like he felt guilty, like he was found in trial to be sane of mind and he knew what he did was wrong, and he wasn't caught. He brought himself. He confessed to, you know, first of the two crimes and then later on the college crimes.
Well, he's got Uranus conjunct his midheaven in Gemini. So, spitting straight facts.
Yeah, just coming forward.
Interesting.
But he's also another that has a lot of mutable too.
Yeah.
When did he start killing? Did it say?
Oh, I don't know. I don't have access to my screen.
All right.
You want to move on to Jeffrey?
Number one kill, 1972.
Murder number one.
Yeah, 1972. It all started in this. Well, these night births started in there. Jupiter period.
Almost everyone was born at night back then because they wouldn't schedule C-sections like they do now. You know that, right?
Yes. Well, doctors, they only want to work from 8 to 5 now, so.
Yeah, majority of births now are C-section scheduled. and it only occurs from 9 to 5, which is when the sun is at its highest peak in the daytime. So we have a lot of power hungry people on Earth right now. Sun in the 10th.
That's interesting.
All those people that were born in the 60s, 40s, 50s that were born during the night, they were not power hungry. They were just kind of trying to find some fame on Earth type of thing, you know? And a lot of them, like, they did get famous, but it was for really fucked up shit.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at IamAstrologyReadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at I Am Astrology Readings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.